Rubber game between the Dodgers and Cubs at Wrigley. Albert Almora Jr. roaming center field, helping out his starter Brett Anderson in the top of the first, facing Corey Seager.
3-2, one out, just underway, and the pitch to Seager is a fly ball to center field. Almora going back, way back. He's at the warning track. He leaps, and he makes the catch against the wall where the ivy will grow in a little later this month. What a shot by Seager. Just wasn't quite hard enough. 2-1. A fly ball well hit to right field. Back goes Puig. He looks up, and it's gone. A home run. Anthony Rizzo's first home run of the year, but the sixth of the season for the Cubs. But they take a 1-0 lead here in the first. Seager awaits. Here it comes. And a fly ball to center field. Almora going back. Way back, way back. And he makes an over-the-shoulder catch. A step from the wall and straight away center field. The Seager comes close, but no cigar. The Dodgers no runs and a hit. Go to the bottom of the third. Cubs 1, Dodgers nothing. Russell now just 23. Ryu on 2-0. Here's a fly ball to left field, and that baby is long gone. Well out of here. What a shot by Addison Russell, his first home run of the year, and the Cubs take a 2-0 lead.
Headed out onto Waveland Avenue.
Carl Edwards Jr. appears to be warm and ready in the Cub bullpen. Now the 0-1 to Schwarber, swinging a grounder past a diving Van Slyke, ricochets off his glove, hits the sidewall, in to score is Baez. Jay goes to third. Schwarber holds at first. And the Cubs now have a 3-0 lead.
The Cubs take 2 of 3 in the series. Anderson, 5 scoreless frames. He allowed just 3 hits for the win. The bullpen, 4 scoreless. The Cubs win the series in which they raise their championship banner and also receive their World Series rings. Up next, the Dodgers head home to take on the D-backs with Clayton Kershaw on the mound on Friday.